Okay, but we can't have these without it. We're going to try and continue the tasters and the soups. So a reminder, we're holding the Gemara's Chabez with Aleph. We had the Machlokes of Yevon Shlokish. At the moment, we think Machlokes is in a case where the moment we think Rabbi Yevon holds the Chayim because of Chetz, and Shlokish holds the Chayim because of Mamrina. That's what we think at the moment. And in Rabbi Yevon holds Ishim Shul Chitzov, Yevon Chayim because of Chetz, and Shlokish says, because he didn't look after the thing. Because it's a machlik, it's between them, it mentioned a few times, say again, comes Rabbi Yechron, the chayv in the act that he did, at the moment that's what we think, and according to Yitzhaki, it's a chayv because he didn't look after the
lost the signal.
Sorry, Moshe, we lost you.
Back again now, thank you.
Yeah, very good. Okay. So we're doing today Tesis Dadi Aduye, Tesis Rebichon, Tesis La Mameno, and we'll try to take notes. So the Gemara said, we have a raya for Yoyichonon. Let's see in the Gemara, it's about 15 lines down. The first word on the line is Tanan. Tanan, our Kelev Shalot HaKharor, our Kelev took a loaf of bread, and what happened? So the Mishnah's quote from our Mishnah, and he ate the loaf of bread. By doing so, he burned down the haystack. And the Mishnah said, "Ala karor, you pay the nezik shalim because of shen, but on the goddess you pay chatzi nezik." The shani is, why should you pay chatzi nezik on the goddess? So says the Gemara. Bishlam el mandoma ish mishum chitzov. According to the mandoma, who says that there's something called chitzov by ish, meaning the ish is considered your action, called your koyach. So then I understand why you tell me chatzinezek, because chitz of the kelev, the fact that the fire spread is considered the koyach of the kelev, and the koyach of a kelev is called tsoris, and you pay chatzinezek. You know, they say the tsoris is that if you didn't damage it, you're dying, but rather due to your koyach, like kicking up a pebble, it's due to your koyach, it's called tsoris. So Gumja, if one that considers ish koyach, on the Rechon calls the Ish Koyach, so we can understand why Yechai Chatzi Nezek on the Gosh. Because the fact that the fire spreads is considered your Koyach, not your animal's Koyach. And the animal's Koyach, you pay Chatzi Nezek.
Why should you pay the animal's Koyach?
Sorry, that's what the Torah taught us. In Halakha Mishnah, we've seen an animal walking down the street, kicks up some stone, and it damages. That stone damages, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Why? You have to pay for. True, you don't need to pay nothing. Shalim, you have to pay chatzinezek. But it's exactly the same. You put down the coal. That coal, any fire that spreads after that is considered koichoi. Koichoi, you pay chatzinezek. Hello,
Leish. Huh? Asking that he put it down his coal.
What's more? Yeah, he did an activity by placing the fire.
But
yeah.
Even though the fire
spread out, that's called good. Probably it's still good. Right. Any fire that spreads is considered kurichoy.
It's spreading out of
it. It's not considered maybe his mice are dying, but it's considered his koyach. My other mamazi, koyach is pigul. By mama namazi, by animal, kurichoy is the chatzinim.
You would make a distinction between.
Makum Gecheles and Paul Gish. He would, because the Makum Gecheles is exactly where he put it down. That's Mazik B'Yadayim. And the rest.
It's like stepping on a cliff.
Right. And the rest is all Kirchhoy.
it down, it's still your dying words.
Yeah, that's
but if it drops to the bottom, is that the same thing as throwing it?
Actually, which is described as might be a dive, that's called a moment of mazik, that's a mazik be dive. And anything which is disconnected is considered serious. And if I'm sorry, Rishon said you have chatzinezek on the godish, but according to Rishlokish, ever the mandoma, first one the man is Eishim Shimamoino, but ever the mandoma, Eishim Shimamoino, but according to the mandoma, which we call him Rish Lokish. This Eish didn't belong to the Baal Kerev. This Eish belonged to the Baal Eish. So why should the Baal Kerev have to pay anything for the Godish? This fire that spread, whose fire was it? The owner of the Charon. It was his fire. So the dog that took it didn't take the chalice of its owner, so it took a chalice of someone else. That fire then spread. So why should the Baal HaKerev have to pay for the Godish? Why should he pay for the Godish? Yeah? Why?
He
gets
somebody to
take something else in the arrow. No, here it wasn't that person, it was the Kerev. I'm not trying to look after what my kelev takes on the other side. If Eishim Shemamoyin, because Eishim Shemamoyin, if not Eishim Shemamoyin, and if not the act of the dog, if it be Eishim Shemchitzov, then it's considered the act of the dog, and you're trying to look after anything which your dog does. Eishim Shemamoyin, it means it's not considered the act of the dog. The reason why you have to look after, the reason why you chayev, is because you should have looked after that fire. Okay. If I take somebody else's fire, I take it, so I'm now assuming responsibility. I have to look after that fire. But I didn't take that fire. My dog took the fire. We don't find anywhere that I'm trying to look after something which my dog not did, but somehow assumed ownership of it. For instance, if a dog digs a pit, if a dog digs a pit, an animal digs a pit, you don't have to pay. Why? Because it's not the damage that happened, is not what your animal did. Your animal generated a mazik, and then you have to look after that mazik. I don't need to look after a mazik which I didn't make, I don't own, but my animal generated. That's this case here. The animal took a fire, so he generated now this mazik here. And now, what do you want to say? Eishim Shemamoyin, I have to look after it. I don't need to look after something which isn't mine. I didn't do it. I didn't make. And it's just my animal that generated this. Right? So that's the kind of question on the mouth. So why come to Rish Lakish? You pay the Godish. Right. Mm-hmm. Answers the Gemara. It's not the moment of the Baal Kerev. So why do you pay for the Kodesh? We're talking about the reason why I pay Chatzinezek is because the animal, what's Adi Adui? Adi Adui, he threw it. The Adi Adui, the animal threw it. So the main, if the animal threw the gacheles, that's like throwing a stone. What's that look if an animal throws a stone? That's serious. And where it lands, how much do you have to pay? Right? So the main, when it says you have to pay for the godish, that means the place where it lands. But it said you pay for the godish, chatzinezek. That's the place where it landed. And that place, you need to pay Chatzi Nezik. The Zigmar, the Adi Adri, Dal Charoro Mishalim Nezik Sholim. On the Charoro, you have to pay Nezik Sholim because you ate it. And Mokoy, It's an important word. The moka in gacheres, and the place where the gacheres lands, you pay a chatzin nezek. Why the place where it lands? Because of tzuris. And what about the rest where the fire keeps spreading? For that, I don't need to pay anything for. Not my momoi. My animal generated this mazik. It's not my momoi. But the godish, kulo, but in the rest of the godish, you are. Tzuris? You don't know if there's shinu bet tzuris? Did you ask him? There's a shayla in the Gemara of the shinu bet tzuris. Remember in the... you tested about it.
It wasn't like the way she was, normal
walking. Yeah, and there was walking, that's it. It was eating its loaf of bread, which animals do. You don't see a cows? You're from New York, it's crazy. You have to come to somewhere more and more.
They
knock their heads up the whole time.
British
cows. Okay, good, because there are no cows in New York, that's why. Yeah, but it's normal. It's normal. If it's a shinoi, we can all discuss it. It's a lot of shinoi fucking test. But it's normal. Okay, Rashi suggests a different shot. So that's the answer. So what's the answer? Let's just get it clear. Now, why does it be saying the mystery of being the Godish Chatzin Ezek? Kondrish Lokish. What does it mean on the Godish Bay Chatzin Ezek? On the place it lands. And the rest of Potter completely. Why did he talk about these three? Why didn't you just say he placed it down?
He had to create a Soros to get a hat, to get Chatzin Ezek.
Because if he placed it down, you pay Ezek Sharing on that place. And the mission says Chatzin Ezek. So we're forced to say he threw it. We make up that case. He threw it, and the rest in Aramia potter for. But at least that place we understand why he says chatzin. And Rabbi Yehudon says no, I don't need to say such a thing. Rabbi Yehudon says the ane anchanuchi. He placed it down. You don't have to say threw it. You placed it down. Halacha, you pay on the chara which he eats. You pay
full
nezek. Al mokim yachelis where you placed it down. Anachan you pay. Full nezek. Well, I got godish mishalim chatzin nezek on the godish you pay chatzin nezek. So when it says in the Mishnah, "I like godish you pay chatzin nezek," according to a kudrish lokish, what does godish mean?
Just mokoi.
The mokoi, the place where it's put down. According to lokish, a kudrish lokish, what does it mean?
Everything
but the mokoi. Yeah. So why did Rabbi Yochanan not want to say that in lokish? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say? They do it, and you pay chatzin ezek and the whole godish. That takes it to the action.
Well, it's easier reading of the Mishnah.
Yeah, which one's easier?
You pay the Yerushalayim.
Right, you pay Yerushalayim.
You're paying chatzin ezek on the Yerushalayim.
Right. One Maile and Yerushalayim, they're paying chatzin ezek on the whole godish. At least Mishnah says you pay on the godish chatzin ezek. A little chasson in Yerushalayim is the Mishnah says. You pay chatzin ezek on the godish without differentiation, which is mashma, even on the place where it lands, you only pay chatzin ezek. And the Birchon say, no, when it lands, you pay ezek shorin. The rest, you pay chatzin ezek. So why did Birchon do that? Why didn't Birchon say much more simple? Say Rayushlach, he threw it. And it lands, you pay chatzin ezek. But Birchon holds Eishin Shum Chitzov, holds also an extension of it, also when it moves on, it's also considered the koyach of the animal, and therefore you pay chatzin ezek on the entire godish. Chatzin ezek for where it lands, and the chatzin ezek for the rest. Ishtokich would say your pot on the rest, because there's no koyach for you. It's only your mom, and it's not your mom, it's your pot. But contrary holds that ish is called koyach, so if the animal threw this stone, threw this ish, and it landed where it landed, how much would you pay? It's koichoi. And then it continues on, so it's continuous koichoi, so you also have to be chatzin ezek.
When you talked about the
land
would be perfect,
would spread every perfect. Oh, very right. That says double seeing tasting inside. You have a question. We understand why Yerushalayim likes his chat better than Shlokish, because in the case of Yerushalayim, and in Harav Yochanan explains it, we've explained why the Mishnah says ala godish chatzi nezek, entire godish. But Shlokish couldn't say that. He said that means where it landed. But we said there's a problem with the Rabbi Yochanan, from the issue of the Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan saying that where it lands, where you placed it down, the met you pay nezek shalim, which isn't so mashma in the mission. Mashma mentioned the whole thing. And Rabbi Yochanan could have explained it like in Shlokish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say he threw it? So where it lands, you pay nezek. And since he holds that the hemshech of the age is also called koichoi. So even on the hemshech you pay chatzinezer. So both were landed tzoris and the rest of tzoris. So everything would be chatzinezer. So why did Rebbe Yochanan say he placed it down? Why did Rebbe Yochanan say that he threw it and on the entire Godish, both where it lands and the rest, you pay chatzinezer? That's the question which answer. I ask the answer. Oh, says Taisus, that Yaduye on the first Taisus in the widest of lines, the Adiyaduye says Taisus, have a motzin, the Oikimain. We could have also established it, but Anachanukha and the Shinu. This is the first of Taisus. Why do you have to say that Reish Lakish said he threw it? Why don't you say he put it down by some shinur? And that's why it's going to be chatzin ezek. In Achanami, could have done, could have been Reish Pilkin. In Achanami, we could have also said a different eitzah. But the Gemara said this eitzah of three. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Ad Yadu? It says, this is Rabbi Yochanan, Anuchi, Loi Motzi Lemina, Ad Yadu. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have established it. Now we're talking about he threw it. Val kola godish chatzinezek, and you pay all godish chatzinezek. Why not? The e koyach koychoi lav koychoi domi. Aval kola shah godish potu. The faces. If he threw it, so that landing then is koychoi. The spreading afterwards is koyach koychoi. It's a continuation of his original kerf, which is called kerf kerf. Now the Gemara in the La Yud in the Yudtes has a question: is kerf kerchoy kerf edomi or not kerf edomi? Is it considered the same as kerchoy, or is it not? And the Gemara left as a take. So is it like kerchoy, in which case you pay chatzinezek for continuous, or is it not, and you pay? And it's not kikoyachoy. That's the shayla. So the Gemara Sotaisa says, this is exactly that case. He threw the coal, and the coal then went and made another koyach, which is kikoyachoy. So since we left it in the sofi there, we don't know. So we don't want to say the case of the mishnah was he threw it, because if he threw it, then it'd be bottom for the rest of the godish. If kikoyachoy is lab kikoyachodami, it'd be bottom for the rest of the godish. Right? So Mamele says Taisus, that's why we say you placed it down, that's Maisa Biyadayim, and the rest is just Kerichoy. Mamele, it's Chatzinezek for the rest of the Godish. So for the good, we had a question. Why did Mishnah say that on the Godish be Chatzinezek? And Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what it means? It means everywhere apart from where you placed it down. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, includes the place where it landed, don't say you placed it down, say you threw it down. So that's a tzuris, that's chatzinezek, and everything that goes on is also chatzinezek. The answer is, if kerech is lav to kerech edomi, if it's not, doesn't have the din of kerech, so then on the place where it lands, it's true, it'd be chatzinezek, but all the rest would be potter. And the whole reason why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to know Irish Lakish, because poshut chatzinezek means on the whole godish you pay something. Mele says, says the Gemara, we're talking about where you placed it down. In a family, then you pay it in Shalim, and the rest you would pay Chatzinezek because of it. Right? If Kerech is that, Kerech is on him, says Taisus, you'd be bought or Tikerech, Kerech is that, Kerech is on him. Aval Kol Asha, Godish Potter. You'd be bought on the rest of the Godish. This shit is tasted the whole kerech the gift from Shemayim for us, so the Shlomo Pitzurius. We learned the sugya of kerech all those months ago. we notice, let's get a quick look back at that new testament Aleph. About 10 lines down. First word in the line is Hador Teku. You have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Rabbi Yankov, you got it?
Sorry?
Yeah. We got that first word in Hador. Teku on yours? Mine is. No. Four lines before that. First word in the line is Hador. Oh, interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. Body of Ashu.
Yeah.
Really? My goodness.
First one learns.
Change of Musa. Okay, Boy of Ashi. You probably got my type, yeah? Okay. You got it, Boy of Ashi? So Boy of Ashi, Koyov Kocho the Sunkus. He curved on me, but I know. Sunkus holds on Sari Tupere on the Kirby Pain of Xoli. What would Sunkus say by Koyov Kocho? Do you pay the Xoli to pay Hatsunezi? Me goma locha, does he agree that it's a locha or much in Sinai? And I'll say it's referring to Koyof Koyofoi. Or in Dema, lo goma locha klal, maybe he doesn't hold of the locha of much in Sinai, but klal, and therefore you pay Medik Shalom. Take it. The Gemara asked the Shalom on the Sun. Didn't ask him the Rabbon. Didn't ask Koyof is the Rabbon, what's the din? Do we say you pay Nezik Shalit? Do we say you pay Chatzin Nezik? Do we say you're Potter completely? Only on Tzumpah is the Master Shaykh. So the Rosh over here, which that's the Rosh we learned at the time, the Rosh Simon Beis, he says, yes, because the whole Shaykh is only going to Tzumpah. Going to Avonon, it's Poshut, it's got the Sikh Malach, it's Kuyipoy, it's Chatzin Nezik the whole way. Chatzin Nezik the whole way. That's the Rosh Shaykh. Right? The Kuyach is Chatzin Nezik, and Kuyach Kuyipoy is also Chatzin Nezik. Tesis here says no. Our Tesis is the Chabiz, which is Ramam the same. And Koyach Koyach is Potter. And Tesis got to Walder Gerai. Because we're saying he had to throw it, he had to place it down, and then it spread. Why do you say that? Why do you say he threw it, and then it spread? And then on the entire God is just Chatzin Ezek. Says Tesis, because Koyach Koyach, if it's not the Koyach, it would be Potter. Let me say the Chayim of the God. So therefore, says Tesis. I hold Koyachoy, what's the din? Chatzinezek. Koyachoy could be potter. Could be potter completely. No, that putting him down is called with Maisri Adai. Koyachoy means something disconnected from him. Not his actually. He kicks it through. Maisri Adai. Nezik Sholei, and the rest is Koyofoi. I'm saying, if you threw it, the first shav will be Koyofoi, and the next shav will be Koyach Koyofoi. What's the difference of Koyach Koyofoi? They said, hold Koyach Koyofoi, you're potter.
So,
you're
saying
that
because you're not much in the case of tossing?
Oh, is that why Jason said he's so Koyach Koyofoi? Not much. It's much where he holds that the shadow of the Gemara by Koyach Koyofoi would be true even if it was not. It just there's a big riot in Shitta from this mission.
How's the riot?
Because according to Rosh, I don't have a territory, but according to the Rosh, Rosh holds that Kuyof Kuyof is like Kuyof, you pay Chatzin Ezek. Why be met did the Gemara say that he placed it down, and on the place where he placed it down, he paid Ezek Shalim, and on the rest, you pay Chatzin Ezek? Why didn't he say like this? It's used to be
better.
And it landed, where it landed, you pay Chatzin Ezek, and the rest, you also pay Chatzin Ezek. So the entire God is Jubei Chatzin Ezek, which is a better answer.
My
Shlakishim
said
was louder. Because he's talking to Stark.
He's locking the answer. That's the same thing. He would have been able to answer him also if it was not wrong. Also if it was maniac. We just said that for him. We just said it wasn't loud that was loud for him.
When we asked the question, you were nodding in agreement. Which means that your Moscow Rishon is that you agree to the question. Which means that anything you now answer is a doyfe. The question is, why do you have to make that doyfe? The Mishnah says, Alagodish Chatzinezek. What's the word Alagodish mean? On everywhere about your place down, or the whole Godish? The whole Godish. So if so, why talk about where you place it down when then you can't be referring to where it landed? Because there you would pay Nezek Shalim, say you threw it, the animal threw it, and then the whole thing you're paying at Chatzin Nezek, where it lands, and the Hemshir. What's the difference? You have to pay for even for Putu. We need to know the exact amount. See, on the Godish Chatzin Nezek, it's not true. It's on the Godish, apart from where it lands. And if it's expensive, it's organic wheat. And if it's in a place where there's a war in Ukraine and that the price of wheat has gone up like who knows what, who cares really? We need to know that then. The din is that. So it's all right. So Tosfos understand the man that is potter. And that's something we need to remember for whenever you do Chazal. So it's a koyach, koyachoy comes to Tosfos, it's potter, and it's a nice ride by Mishnah. The Mishnah says, oh my God, did you pay? And we say Al Kocha has to be not including the place where it would place that. Why? Because had he thrown it, then the rest of the village wouldn't have to pay anything. Right.
Is Kikurkoi.
And you pay Katsinum.
Why is there a difference between Arsin and Nah?
Oh,
it's not even so hot. Right. It seems like it's an action master by a dime.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it connected to him? Is it connected to him?
Yeah. If the animal did it, what's it on purpose? That's the wall, right? What's the animal puts the pebbles on purpose. That's the wall.
That might be carrot.
What?
Might be carrot.
Yeah, I'm not sure how important it is. But it's not the wall.
You're saying in a case of serious of care. But we need to know what serious is. The fact that he does it on purpose or non-purpose, that just makes it whether it's care or regular. But we want to know what's the definition of serious. Definition of serious means that the damage that occurred was not connected from the animal itself, but it's disconnected. It wasn't in touch. It wasn't a physical impact between the two of them. Kavano is whether it's regular or caring. But this serious is a different thing. Serious is how to define serious. Is it connected with the animal? Was any contact between the animal and the deliverer? So when the animal kicks a stone, if it kicks on purpose or kicks it by the way, both those cases, the vase that breaks was not in contact with the animal. It was due to a koyach, which the animal generated. The animal kicked the stone, which thereby has some sudden type of energy velocity that could break the vase. Where's the animal? The animal's there. Where's the vase? Over there, not connected. That's serious. So who cares now whether he did it on purpose or by mistake? That's what makes it what it's called serious of regular or serious of caring. That's not paid serious.
Actually, it's also okay. It's also bigger. I'm saying that's all at all. I'm suggesting it's not different than stomping on
it. It is
because I think part of the definition we had was very chemical. It wasn't intention.
That's
it
going to be regular.
Only the action. Wasn't intending to break away.
That's going to be regular. Going to be serious of regular. The chiddush of pay chatzin nezek on regular. It has to be without kavana because. If it was with Kavana, then it's not regal. So what's serious of regal is in the Chama, you need to talk about. But serious of Karen, that's a different sugar which we spent some time on. It's on a Mishnah and a Rashi thing. If you hold that serious of Karen, maybe you'd pay a quarter. Maybe you did on purpose. It would be serious of Karen. So maybe you would pay a quarter. Maybe it would be Heti on Heti, or maybe not. There's all big sugar. What's the deal with serious of Karen? But there's again, there's two things. There's one thing is it connected or disconnected? Is there a broker, is there a break between the animal and the thing that broke? If there is, we're in the partial service. Now you want to know, now look, is what's it in my service of care or not? That's a separate thing. In our case here, keeping it simple, the dog did it without Kavan. He threw it when he was eating, he tossed it up, It tossed up, it landed on the Godish, so it's serious, that's definitely serious. Everyone would agree it's serious. The shiny is it Karen or Regal, which is a Vedan, come on, it's a Regal. Third, it's a Regal, you pay Chatzinezik for when it impacts. What would be in the Hemshech as it keeps moving? You pay Chatzinezik, you pay Nezik Shonet, you pay nothing. It's a suffix between them. The Gemara is a suffix, Kerkerdami. And since there's a Tzad, the Kerkerdami is love Kerkerdami, means you don't pay anything. So Amish said you pay on a Godish Chatzinezik. On the whole Godish, you pay Chatzinezik. If you Kerkerd, love Kerkerd, you wouldn't. So that's why the Gemara says, we're talking about you placed it down. So on that place in a Hami, where you place it down, that's not serious, right? The animal places it down, he's actually doing it via diet. That damage happens there, that's his act. Pain as a shot. The hemshach that goes in the merchak, which is considered his koyach, that you would pay chatzinez. Right. Next, toisis. So we said on Rish Lakish, I still haven't worked out why the order of this toisis were all backwards. Still haven't got it. But it isn't open to others. The contrary Shlokish, the reason why you are, what do you say, contrary Shlokish? The reason why you are tired. What was the question of Shlokish? The question of Shlokish was that why do you say, Pantish, Katsunezek, it's not the moment of the Balakelev, it's not the moment of the Balakelev. So he says, to who? Loiblika. The Balakelev didn't light this fire. But Eshel Kalboi Loi Vosoi Toyo. And for the Esh of his Kerek, the Toyo wasn't Machai. Something which my dog made the fire for, I'm not obligated for. I'm only obligated for what my dog did, but the magic of my dog, I don't need to pay for. But the Bala Kerek didn't like this fire, right?
Doesn't mean that the ish killed him.
In fact, his kelev made this ish.
Made the ish or transfer the ish.
He brought this ish into the situation that can now be mazik.
I mean, there was an ish before, but it was not a mazik there.
Right, it was like hidden somewhere. So his dog went and took it out, and then now made it into a possibility to be a mazik. So his dog is now, had he been a person, he would be chai for that, because he has to look after this mazik. But you're not chayim because the Torah wasn't a chayim to look after the ish of my kelim. Torah is only a chayim to look after the ish, my ish, not after the ish of the kelim. Yeah?
Yeah.
Even though by boy, it's shech miot, ish boy, loishoy boy. Even though we learned in the fifth page. That by boy, we have a special pasuk that teaches us they are not chai for the boy that your animal made. So, Mamela, how can we learn? How do we know by ish the same halacha? The Gemara says, ish boy, v'lo shoy boy. And then we learn to have the ish. It's only chai for his boy, but not if his animal makes the boy. So we have a special posuk to tell me I'm not chai if my animal makes the boy. So I don't have that posuk by ish. So I don't have the posuk by ish. If you don't have a posuk, then what would you say? You would be responsible for what the animal made the ish. So how can we say here clearly, you know, don't? So let's go. I forgot that I got being boy, even though by boy, it's true. Miot ishbo v'leshoi boy. We needed a miot ishbo v'leshoi boy. Kedamrinam peshay shanogar zapor. She ishksev, like we said in the Gemara, peshay shanogar zapor. They said the word ish twice to come to be reminded that if the animal makes the boy, your bottle, tak v'lanei him. Kol mokoy. Possibly the Gemara knew as another possible. Is the drosha. Some drosha, whatever it is, some drosha, the potter ish the potter, the fire of your belly.
Why did I say ish twice?
Because one time ish comes to tell me, No, I see my mission. I see what it said about it. This tray ish. Can I ever use one ish for something else? I'd have to find it. Yeah, use one ish for something else. So that's his discussion. So then we had a drosha, an ish. Ish coming to tell me. Ish, that's animals. An animal is. If an animal makes a pitcher potter, so how do you know here? If an animal makes a fire potter, so the thesis, the Gemara can postulate the Gemara, Mishum Eze Drosha, there was some Drosha we don't know what it is. The potter Gemara, the potter of each behemoth, the potter for the fire of the behemoth. Why? The Gimel always Nemo Vishori Vilayus. It says, Vishori, Yachai for Shen, Regel, and Karen. It doesn't say Yachai for each of the Shuri. Shen, regular care. The main since there's only three possible, obviously, you can by care, by show. So it can't be a high for.
So I said that is for ish, for the top of the ish on
the board. Right, very good.
That is free.
Fantastic. Thank you, sure. Yeah, first of all, we understand what he's saying. It says in the Mishnah, a high for the Mishnah, the very beginning. Oh, but obviously, there's four, obviously, you can. And they were what they were, and it worked out that there was Shuri, which means it was Karen, and there was Shen and Regel. And if you're going to tell me you're going to be Chayim also for an animal creating an Ish, so there's a fourth one here, is Karen, Shen, Regel, and Ish, and that can't be. Therefore, even if we don't have a post, there must be some other drosha somewhere else. It says Reb Shua, so why did we need the post of Ish? Boy, let's show you, boy. Hey,
no,
we know that's a little bit,
you know what?
Inaccurate. He's saying, we know it from the Mishnah because the Mishnah is true, we know it from the Mishnah. But where's the Makoy? We need the Makoy. The Makoy, how do we know you're not high for what the animal makes the boy? How do you know not high for that? That's the God Possum, Ish, boy, let's show you, boy. But how do you know? But how do you know that you wouldn't be chayiv for ish of an animal? That we don't have a positive one. We can't just say we've got the mishnah because the mishnah has begun to ask that. Now, where's the makoy? Says this is it's mukach from the mishnah. It must be true, and there must be some drasha that we don't know about, right? There must be a bold. There must be
It sounds like
had it once before, but it doesn't happen often. I mean, sometimes we can see from the Mishnah there's some information that we're missing.
That's very mysterious.
Kabbalah, no.
I'm just joking with you. It seems to bother him. These kinds of questions seem to really bother him a lot.
That's what Jesus says. So I look at the Mishnah. I see in the Mishnah this is so. And since I see in the Mishnah this is so it must be some information I'm missing. One day when I finish us, I'll find it. But the way that I'm, I just want to check one thing. So now, So first of all, the kasha which Shua asks, the Maram asks, Ram asks at the end, Ram asks this kasha. Kasha lama loy miuta the ish boy velo shoyboy. Typically, nami mahay miuta yafin menegimal over ish name of shoy velo yos. So I've answered what I think is answered. He asked the kasha. Just in a kudet, look at the avona. He said, basically, it's mukhav. There must be some other joshua. Possibly, the gemara mishum is a joshua. Must be there's some other joshua elsewhere. Possibly, must be why? Because the mishnah says there's only three. There must be some other joshua. Now, according to Yechonon, the ish mishum keeps up. So, if an animal generates a fire, you do need to put it. There's obviously no such joshua according to Yechonon. Every time an animal makes a fire, how much do you pay? Right? Either there's a drosha, you don't need to pay for what your animal does. Not true. Because you do pay katinez. It's serious. Right? So kundabiyechon, there's no such drosha. Kundabiyechon, make a cheshvin. What does it say? Without question, that maybe you're trying to pay for what your animal did. So there's something you don't need to. Why not? Maybe you do need to. Maybe you're obligated to look after a fire the animal generated. Maybe you are. No, you don't. We know by bow you don't have to. So by age also not. That's not true. By bow there's a possible for it. There's no possible by age. No, there is some possible. There's a possible somewhere tells me that you're not hired to pay for a fire that your animal generated. Why is that possible? I don't know where it is. There's a Joshua somewhere. I don't know where it is. Yeah? There's a Joshua somewhere. It's possible in the Gemara there's a Joshua. You don't need to pay for a fire which your animal generated. Plug that into your if your animal generated the fire, do you need to pay?
No.
Okay. You're saying yeah, everyone else agrees. If your animal generated the fire, the animal brought a fire on, it was hidden, he took the fire, placed on the haystack. Do you need to pay for that fire? Yeah. Yes.
Just for that fire.
Just for that part? You don't need to pay anything for the rest of the Godish? Chatzinezek, you do need to. So you do need to pay for something which your animal generated. Right? I just said a minute ago that there's a possible somewhere, Joshua somewhere telling me you don't need to pay for an animal, a fire that your animal generated. Is that a contradiction to what we just said? Mm-hmm. Sounds contradictory, no? A minute ago, we had the question, Rish Lakish told me that you're potter for the rest of the Godish because the ish of the Kelev. So what? Maybe you have to look after what your fire, what your animal does. No, you don't. How do I know that? Poshedli l'shas, sheish is the drosha, there's a drosha somewhere tells me, you do not need to pay for a fire which your animal generates. Yeah, because that's not what the animal generated. That's the mice being dying. That's like standing on it. Yeah, it's like standing on it with fire. What's the difference? The animal walks down the street with a saddle and it brushes past somebody. You need to pay for the forever. Why? It was the saddle that did it. Let's consider the animal itself. The animal uses a knife or uses fire to damage where it places down where it walks. The animal decides to put fire under its feet and then starts jumping around all over. Yeah, of course you have to pay. That's called momen amazik. But here it wasn't that. Here the animal made a mazik, which now is moving along on its own. So do you need to pay for what your animal, for the mazik your animal created? Are you responsible to look after the mazik which your animal created? She's a lady shas, says this. She's a drosha that says you don't need to. There's a poshut in the shas. There's a drosha that says you do not need to pay for a mazik that the animal created. Why? Because it says the mission is only three. But that's one thing. Remember that. Put that in your right hand pocket. It's poshut in the shas. You do not need. There's a drosha in some telling you don't need to pay for the animal for mazik the animal created. What's a bunch of yoichanon? If the animal brings the fire and the fire spreads, do you need to pay?
Yeah.
Yes. Even though the animal generated this mazik, you need to pay? Yes. Yeah. Poshalei shas not. There must be a drosh or not. What's the answer to my question? Half a second ago, we put in the right hand pocket the poshen lady shashish is the drasha. Sheesh is the drasha that you don't need to pay for something which your animal generated. And now we're saying, Abiyachar, what do you do? Is it poshen lady shas or is it not poshen lady shas? Yeah. So you're answering my question, you're coming with another question.
No, no, no. It's an answer.
Yeah.
Could we say that isn't there a thing that Soros, there's no obligation to pay, it's a kanas. So you're starting at zero and going up. So it's not as if you've got a damage. So here even you still are not liable for damage, you know, per se, because otherwise you'd be paying full nesek. Here you're paying hetzi nesek, so perhaps...
No. Okay, I'm not going to answer that question. No, I'm asking the question that is, poshen leila shas, that is a drasha somewhere, saying you don't need to pay for the age of the animal. But Rabbi Yochanan says, you do. So is it poshen leila shas or is it not poshen leila shas?
What I'm saying is that the animal is
not the owner of the animal. Not sleeping. I'm not going to let you get away with that one. No. You're very close, but not that.
It's not the
that is very close, very, very close. Where is it? Why is it Poshet Leila Shas? How do the Gemara know it's Poshet Leila Shas? That is a drasha. That you're not chai for the fire that the animal generates. Why was it Poshet? What's the day's end of? Poshet Leila Shas because?
Three things.
There's only three things. Why do we be able to get chai for the Hemshah? The fire that generated it moves off. Why are you chai because you're beautiful?
It's
a series of?
Of the animal, so it's like
regal. It's regal. So it is one of those three things. It's keret shen regal. It's regal. Okay. So of course you're going to be chai for the hemshech. That what we said is possibly the shas is only contributing. Ish lokish says it's not regal, it's not keren, and it's not shen. So what do you want to make up a new one? Oh, it can't be. There must be a drasha somewhere telling me not. The Mishnah says there's only three. There's Shen, Regan, and Karen. Here you want to make up a new one. The animal made the fine, you have to look after it. Moshe Mishnah says no new one. So how long? Must be Joshua someone. Because of Yerushalayim, the reason why Yechayim is because it's Tzroyos. And Tzroyos means it's Regal. It says in the Mishnah Yechayim. Of course Yechayim.
Even
Mark with
the Chalice is putting down the Gechayim.
They're putting down the Gechayim is definitely.
What?
Definitely regal. Shen or regal.
It looks visual, it's an ash, but logically it's regal.
Yeah, because it happens as the animal's walking without kavana, come on an azik without hana, so it's like regal. Yeah? Regal means something without kavana, without chiluchoy, and no hana or azik.
Just because
ash
doesn't have to be, it's like the logically.
Yeah, regal doesn't have to be a physical leg.
It could be an ish.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Did we not say that the animal puts it down, takes it down while it's turning down as nice as I
am? Yeah.
So that would be regular.
That's definitely regular. The problem is that it's spreading afterwards. Says Rish Lakish, you're not chai for that. Why are you not chai for that? Because it's only ish. So what? Maybe you have to look after the ish of the animal. No, in the Mishnah it says you only chai for three things of your animal. Keren, Shen, Regal. And making up an ish is not included in the Mishnah. So why am I not potter? There must be a drosha somewhere that teaches us your potter. Putting it down would be regal. Yeah, putting it down is regal. Because you don't hold it serious. Serious means it's kodim. Serious is kodim. And he holds fire moving is not kodim. But it goes on its own, goes with the wind, it's nothing to do with the original thing. So it's not kodim. So the only reason why you should be chayim, because you're chayim to look after You're fine. You have to look after your bias. Just like you have to look after your molly. You have to look after your bias. Ah. It's not my bias, it's the animal's bias. So what? So look after your animal's bias. So what? Why? Why? We throw this out. Why? Why? Because if he placed it down, then he'd pay Nezik Shonim on that. And on the rest, how much would you pay? No. Not to complete it. Because what you placed down, you did. And the rest is not Koyukhoi. The rest is only Mulmoyinoi. And it wasn't the moment of the Balakereh. So we made all the whole rest is going to be Potter completely. So you've got Chiv Nezik Shonim where you placed down. The rest is Potter completely. What's the Mishnah say? How much you pay on the Godish? Nothing. So you have to say you threw it. So says the Gemara, says the Gemara that Kondrei Shlokish, you're not chayim for the rest because it's Eish of the Balak, it's the Eish of the Kerem, not the Eish of the Balak Kerem. So what? Why aren't you chayim for the Eish of the Kerem? Why not chayim for the Eish of the Kerem? The Kerem made the fire. Why not chayim for the Eish of the Kerem? The Tzai says, because you're not. How do I know that? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you're chayim for Kerem, you're chayim for Shen, Regal, and Kerem. Nothing more. Why not, Bemet? What's Pshat in the Mishnah? Why not Chayim for more? There must be an Ezer Drosha Tamer that tells us that. There must be a Drosha Tamer saying that. Some information we don't know, but there must be some Drosha Tamer saying you're not Chayim for more. And on comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, you're completely wrong. You are Chayim. You're Chayim for the Eish of the Kenneth. One second. The Mishnah said you only Chayim for three things. How can you tell me you're Chayim for the Eish of the Kenneth? There it is. It is one of those three things. It's one of those three things. It's not Karen. It's not Shen, but it's Regel. It's Regel. So it's included in the Mishnah. That's why you're chayv for the Eish of the Karen.
But it's not really the Eish of the Keller.
It's really the Keller. It's called Sorry. It is very, very good. Very good. It's not good. It's not good. Yeah, Jim. Rabbi Yankiv, let's do a quick chazal on what we just saw. So in the Cheshvan of Tesis, the Gemara takes on as a davar poshut according to Rish Lakish. Gemara takes a davar poshut. The Bala Kelev shouldn't be chayiv for the ish which the Kelev generated. Kelev brought along an ish, made the Godish burn down. The Bala Kelev is not chayiv. Why? Because not his money. Big Tesis. Maybe you should be chayim because your animal made the fire. You have to look after your fire. The place is not. You're not chayim for looking after. You're not chayim because the fact that you didn't look after fire that your animal generates. How do I know that? How do I know not chayim? This place is look at the Mishnah. First Mishnah, Nim Septa, Arba of Snezikim, Hashoy, Vabori, Hamab, Vahebe, Kechay, Hashoy. Karen Shenriger doesn't say you're chayiv for each of the show. So clearly you're not chayiv for a fire which the show generated. Well, how do you know that? And the Mishnah. Okay, I know that it's true. The Mishnah said it. Where's the Mishnah know it from? God Postle. Where's the Mishnah know? Vice Dois, there's some Josh or somewhere that teaches us this. Because the Mishnah tells me this. The Mishnah tells me you're not chayiv for each which animal makes. So vice versa is a drosha summon. Where? Don't know. Later. But the fact that I don't know is not going to make me say that I'm wrong. I can be, I don't know that. Loyed. But man, I'm happy to say loyed. Doesn't matter because the Mishnah is telling me that. So it must be. The Mishnah not of an animal.
An ish and a
cowboy? Marvel, it's a person. Because I did. Do you want to make me chayiv for what my animal do? You have to put it under one of the categories of the animal. If you're I'm chayiv because of what I did. Okay, that's Marvin. No, not again. If the mission wants to tell me you're chayiv what an animal does, it comes under one of the Zikir of Memoina. Of Memoina, my animal does, what my animal eats, my animal stands on, my animal goes, and what my animal burns.
You could,
right? But you have to say that. Because when it says in the Mishnah Mave, as much as he says, Mama doesn't say what my animal does, it's referring to a person. But you have to say the fifth one, what the animal does.
You could argue that if you need a possible
study. Oh, very good. Bring it behind him. How can you tell me this? Everybody, boy, there's a special posse for it. And here we don't have a posse. Terrence says we do. Where's the posse? I don't know. I don't know. I know the mission's telling me that. Some of them are it. I don't know. I don't know. How do I know the mission is telling me that? The mission is telling
me we didn't know. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's the Maram's cash, which Shua asked before. Why then in that Possegon issue of Ishmo or Ishmo, why can't we use whatever other Josh that you've got? Okay, I think I answered that, but we'll come back to that point later. The time being, so I know it says this in the mission. It says in the mission there's a Josh somewhere. It can only be chayef what the animal does and not what the animal creates a mother. Must be a drosha somewhere. That's why you're not chayev the ish of an animal. Rabbi Yochanan holds you are chayev the ish of the animal. What happened to the whole cheshma we just until now? You just made the whole big cheshma called ish lokish. You can't be chayev the ish of the animal because the mission says you only have the three things. Doesn't say of the ish of the animal. So it must be some drosha somewhere else. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say otherwise? The answer is, the Yochanan holds the ish of the animal is regal. It's one of those three things. It is one of those three things. You don't need another Josh who's telling me anything otherwise because it is part of regal. And regal tells me the yachayim for the animal walking and for the koichay of the animal and for the tzurius. And ish is tzurius of regal, so yachayim for that.
Why do you have to go and say it's regal? To see there's no one who's part of this Russia, right?
I'm just saying, Rav Mishnah is saying not like that. Rav Mishnah is not here. Rav Mishnah is saying only chayav the three things. So, Karen, Shen, Rega. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So you can't come along and tell me, you know, I'm going to make up your chayav for ish of an animal.
Ish is one of the alpha.
Of the animal, ish of an animal, ish of mom and amazi. There's a difference between man, which is other mamazi, and ish, which is of a mom and amazi. In Ishmir, the difference in Lomas. Mam, the reason why you chayev is because of the act that you did. And my mom and Hamazik is because you should have looked after yourself, should have looked after it. So if you're going to tell me a chayev because of each of an animal, each of mom and Hamazik, so it has to be included under the category of mom and Hamazik, not under H. H. If the Mishnah says H, we automatically assume it's going on other Hamazik.
By bow, we also assume that.
Well, if person gives a bow, sure. So,
before we have this passage, bow.
Again, according to how Jesus is now learning, how telling us, yes, the reason, the way you would read that in the Mishnah is you're chayav for mom and mazik, chayav for you digging a bow and you making a fire. And if you'd want to tell me that it'd be chayav because of the animal making a bow, it would have to come under the category of Mommy, something under the animal. And it doesn't say that. I'm asking to your Ori, I'm saying, not your Ori. I'm asking to your Ori. Yossi is saying, where's the Orchestra? Maybe when it talks about Aish, it means Aish of an animal. And when it talks about Boy, it means Boy of an animal. Saying that, Jesus clearly saying that it's not them Shati. No, Gemara's saying like that. And when talking about Aish, talking about Boy, unless you explain to me otherwise, the automatic assumption in the Mishnah is it's talking about Ori. Right? And not talking about an animal. That would have to come under another category of the mazik of an animal. So the Mishnah was saying, we're going to be Yechon says the archive for the fire which the animal generates. That's not contradicting anything we said till now. Because the only reason why we said what we said is because it has to fit into one of these three. Yechon, it does fit into one of these three. Because regel is includes serious, an animal lighting a fire and spreading is. Sorry, it's never included me. It was the Cheshvan of the Mara. Okay, we did not manage to do all five that we wanted, but at least we got this clock. Okay. Don't say that, Gottaiv. Okay. Very good. Big difference between the Vehicle and the Sonos. The Vehicle, the reason why I fight for Ace is because of Rega. When they slot us, the reason why I fight for Ace, you think, because you should have looked after fire. By an animal, unless you have a possum telling me that you have to look after your animal. And not only your animal, but also the things it makes, you wouldn't be happy. Why? Because the mission teaches us clearly, the mission that God does, you only have the three things. Terra and Shen Rega, and nothing else which animal generates. And therefore, there must be a drosha somewhere telling me. Right. Should we have a great day? We meet again on Thursday, next Shem.
Is there anywhere explicitly ever with them?